The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
True, false, true, false, true, false.
False.
Are the people in your dental office telling the truth or telling something that might not be the truth? Tune in. This is going to be an incredible episode. I am Dr. David Maddow.
Dr. Richard Maddow. And welcome once again to the Dental Practice Fixers. And thanks so much, everybody, for your loyal support. We'd love to hear that so many people are listening, so many people are watching, and we'd love getting your questions and your comments. So please keep it up. Because after all, we're the Dental Practice Fixers.
We are the fixers.
Hey. All right. Well, let's just get right to our question. This was sent in from a doctor who asks to be anonymous. I'm just going to read it right off the email here. It says, I love the beginning to this. It says, good morning, Doctors Maddow.
Doctors.
Well, I have some friends. They're a husband and wife. They're both physicians. Mm. And I won't say their name, but let's just say their name was Dr. Taylor and Dr. Taylor.
Let's just say it was.
they kind of insist on being called Doctors Taylor. Like let's say they're acquaintances, not really good friends. Like if you introduce them, they'll say like, we like to be introduced as Doctors Taylor, or as I call them, the Doctors Taylor.
At what point do they say, like, you're introduced, but do they like butt in and say, excuse me, we'd like to be introduced as Dr. Taylor.
I think they just let it be known amongst people that that's the way they prefer to be introduced.
I would do everything I could not to introduce them that way then.
Okay, but I kind of like this Doctors Maddow, so I'm going with it.
Yeah, but forget Dr. Taylor. I'm not introducing.
Well, tell you what I think, and I've seen this done before, and it's very sexist. I've seen people, like, when their couple's physician introduces, like, Dr. Taylor and Mrs. Dr. Taylor. Now, I don't think that's cool. I think that's, you know.
Dr. Taylor and Mrs. Dr.
In other words,
Taylor.
In other words, well, the woman is a doctor as well, but she's also a woman, so we're going to call her.
No, that's not right.
I know.
No, you can't do that. That's not right.
That's why they like Dr.
But Dr. Taylor's a little weird.
The Dr.'s Taylor.
This is Dr. I'd like you to meet Dr. and Dr. Taylor.
No, it's the Dr.'s Taylor.
How about just like Jim and Marie Taylor? I mean, what's the big deal about the doctor thing?
That's another problem.
Yeah, I think it's a huge problem, honestly.
Reservation for Dr. and Mrs. Goldberg.
Huge problem.
Okay,
but
so
we'll tackle that on another show.
Okay, maybe that's a big good idea. Maybe someone can ask us a question about that, the whole dentist physician being called doctor introduction BS thing that we've all probably thought about over the years.
Doctors Taylor.
Good morning, Doctors Maddow. I like it in this instance. So I think it makes sense.
In this context.
Good morning, Doctors Maddow. I'd ask for confidentiality regarding the topic below. Love your podcast. Why is that
Thank
confidential?
You. Thank, right? you. Thank you very much.
Love your podcast. Keep it up. The information is insightful and entertaining. I have what most dentists would consider to be a thriving, profitable practice with a loyal, hardworking team. It is, of course, not perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
I've heard. One of the challenges I've run into is I have a team member who is a habitual liar. This particular team member is so comfortable with lying that in my mind, I question everything she tells me. She's also wrong a lot. Wow.
Which is a liar who's also wrong.
I'm not sure how that works. Right? On the upside, she works efficiently, patients like her, and she is an important contributor to the day-to-day operations and profitability of our practice. Have you ever encountered an employee like this? Would you fire someone like this? This person is also in denial about being a habitual liar and would refuse to accept it, parentheses, being a habitual liar, as fact.
Well, of course, if you ask a liar if they're a liar, They're gonna lie. What do you?
Thanks in advance for any input or comments you provide. Again, please keep my name out of this. Thank you.
Great question.
It reminds me of one of those riddles, like you encounter two people. One always lies. Yeah. One always tells the truth. What's the one question you can ask either one so you can determine which one is the liar? Well, the liar is always going to be the liar.
Right. What is the one question? I think it might be a little more. I've always heard that riddle, like
there's a
fork in the road, and you ask the liar which way to go, and you ask the truth teller which way to go. And there's a question you can ask them that you will know.
We'll get
back to that one. Well, put that to the side right this second.
Okay. Well, you know, it's really tough. And I guess it's tough with a habitual liar who's in denial, which they all would be. As you said, no habitual liar is going to say, yes, I'm a habitual liar.
Yeah.
So confronting them about it is practically impossible. Because unless they admit there's a problem, how do you confront them? If you say, well, look, if you don't stop lying, you're going to lose your job, and say, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not a liar.
Unless you're catching them in provable lies, which it seems like with a habitual liar that would happen time and time again.
This is a really weird one. And I think that when you look at the question, there's only one answer. I mean, there can only be one answer. This person
it rhymes with liar?
Yeah. Seriously.
Fire.
I mean,
the liar.
Is there any other choice? No, there's not. I don't care how much this person contributes to the operations or to the success of the office or the patients love her or him. If you're a liar, okay, I don't know about you. I do know about you. We're the same type of person.
Thank you.
By the way, you look great today.
You're a liar.
I'm a liar. No, all kidding aside, you look great. I don't deal with liars. I just don't. Liars are not a part of my life. If there's a liar that tries to get into my life, I just don't deal with them. Life is too short, and there are too many good people to be associating with liars. And being associated with a liar is horrible, because if they're telling the truth, you even have doubts. You don't know.
Well, that's the thing. That's like, for example, when this liar says, our 10 o'clock patient canceled at 9:55, how do you know if they're telling the truth or if they, you know, some fakakta bullshit story happened where there never was a patient in there, or they did something so they could take some time off, or if they say, even worse, I don't know why the office account's not balancing, where there's $300 that we can't account for. Anything, you know, how can you know when something goes wrong and they're telling you why? How do you know that they're telling the truth? And I'll tell you, take it a little further. I remember when I had my practice, at the very, very beginning, I made it clear because we had an emergency patient come in after hours. They paid in cash, and they even made a comment, I'm going to pay in cash. I'll bet Dr. Matto would like this. And my office manager went to hand me, you know, $200 cash. And I said, no, you've got to put that in the register. We have to pay taxes that. Yeah, believe me, I would have loved to have pocketed that $200.
Of course.
But you got to think, well, if you're going to do that, then what else would you do? Then would you – because that's cheating on your taxes. You know, it is.
Yeah.
You know, what else are you going to do to cheat on your taxes? And if they know that you're going to do that, well, what else would you do? What else would they do if they know you're willing to lie and to cheat?
Exactly.
So even though it's a really minor thing, it's just like somebody stole a ream of paper, BFD. But you know what? If somebody steals a ream of paper – how do you know they're not going to embezzle $50, which leads to 100, leads to 1,000, which leads to more? You got to be honest about stuff.
I don't know if I ever told you this story. I had back in my practice, I had a really weird situation where I had no choice. There was, as far as I was concerned, there was only one decision, only one choice. And so what it was, it was after hours. A team member of mine came up to me, and she was telling me that the reason she didn't come in last week was because she was sick. Now, I knew, I heard for sure. It was like 100%. I mean, it wasn't just a thought, but she was going to the ocean. She went to Ocean City last week, but she came in and she said she was sick. So I don't want to mention her name, but I said, so Randy, so you're telling me that's your answer. You're telling me right now you were sick and that's the reason you didn't come in. She said, yes. And I said, well, I've got, so I was sitting down with her. I said, Randy, I've got no choice right now but to fire you. And she said, well, what do you mean? I said, because you just lied to me. And in this office, we do not accept – lying is not acceptable on any level.
You fired her on the spot?
So I said, I had to. And she didn't deny – and she said, you know, yeah, I'm sorry. I did lie to
her. What if she was sick in Ocean City? Did you give her the chance to
– But my point is I was not ready to accept even lying on a very – small level, because right.
So let's bring that back to the dental. Well, that was dental practice, but another. Yeah. And for example, a patient's crown is something goes wrong, and you know the dental. Well, what should we tell the patient? Should we blame it on the lab? Should we create some excuse? No, tell the truth. Because again, if you're going to do little lies, you're going to do big lies, and it's always better to tell the truth. You never have to cover your tracks. You know, you never have to remember. Oh, did I tell this person this or did I tell that person that? And the truth, it will set you free, as they say. It's really the way it is. And I love that example, too. if you –
And by the way, you know, I didn't fire her. She fired herself, right?
Exactly. Self-matter. That's what he used to say. So,
but it's true. Yeah.
So if a dental assistant had some incredible opportunity, they get a free weekend in Ocean City. They know they don't really have any days off left, or they're going to put the office in a bind. Just ask permission. Ask if you can do it. Some, you know, your boss might say, you know what? Go have a good time.
Exactly.
We'll work it out. But don't lie about it, because you're going to get caught. Maybe not that one time, but you're going to get caught eventually.
Yeah. So I think as good of a question as this is, there's only one answer. Doctor, in our opinion, you have to just terminate the person.
But it's the same conundrum that dentists seem to have. Well, I know I should fire her, but the patients love her.
But, yeah.
She's a great assistant. She shows up every morning ready to work. How can you believe any – when something goes wrong and this person's telling you some story, how can you believe them? You
can't. Okay, but here's a little addition to that
An addendum, conundrum. Would you say?
Well, here's what I'm – it's like – it's kind of like a situation.
Okay.
So because we've heard this in so many markets and so many towns and cities. Suppose the doc said, yeah, I know I should fire her, but in my area, it's impossible to find new employees. It's team members are like, it's almost impossible. She's been with me and although she lies, you know, I'm afraid of the other side because I'm not going to find anybody. What do I do?
Too bad.
Yeah. Still, you got to get, yep. You got to get rid
you
of
it. You got to suck it up. If that means everybody works harder until you find someone else, yeah. If it means you hire somebody who, and it's a pain in the ass. Somebody with no experience is going to need some intensive training. You know, that's just going to be difficult. It doesn't matter. Everyone's got to be honest.
Yep.
Doctor included. And, you know, there's another thing, too.
A good point.
Let's just say, well.
That's a really good
right,
point.
And let's just say, well, you know, I take a little cash from time to time. Or I'll waive a copay when I know legally I'm not allowed to. Or we'll, you know, we'll bump up a procedure a little bit on the insurance claim. You know, all those things are fraud. And, you know. You might look at it as not a big deal, but here's another thing. You get, for some reason, a pissed off team member one day. You're in big trouble. As a matter of fact, a dentist I used to work for, this was a lie. He let a dental assistant take x-rays who was not x-ray certified. Mm. She was good at taking x-rays.
I bet she was.
Nobody cared. He didn't mind. The patients didn't know any better. But then as soon as he did something that she didn't like, she turned him in. And the guy got his license suspended and wound up retiring because of it. So also, I mean, not to, you know, the opposite of kind of preaching morality, which we're not really doing. Don't give somebody the opportunity to have something on you, to have something over you. That's bad too.
I've learned. It's just, you know. And I've made all the mistakes in the book, and you've made some. But
I've made so many over the years.
Yeah. Let's face it, human being, I've made a lot of mistakes. But I've realized that, you know, I'd like to be able to put my head on the pillow at night and not have any worries that somebody's coming after me for something I did wrong or something I screwed up or something I lied about or something I did illegally. I'm going to be totally above board and not put my head on the pillow and not worry about anything coming at me. And when you're honest, when you do things by the book and honestly, you know –
No worries, man.
Right, exactly.
So when somebody asks you, what is the best dental podcast, tell the truth. Tell them it's the Dental Practice Fixers.
Oh, there's zero
really
question,
a choice?
There's zero question about that.
Cool.
Nobody's even close. We're second to none, as they say.
Great question. Thanks so much. And it takes guts to send in a question like that. So thanks so much for doing that. I think it's pretty clear what you need to do. Do it. Report back to us, please. And let's get on to the call of the week.
Yes, definitely.
Before we do, real quickly, last week I think we had a few more offices contact us and thank us for hooking them up with Fat Merchant. Fat Merchant's unbelievable. Yeah. And this is the truth. You will save money every week. There's nothing to be deceptive or dishonest about. When you use Fat Merchant to process your credit cards, you're doing it the new way. You're paying a flat monthly fee, not an overage percentage, and you will save money every month. So without further ado, I won't go into more detail because you've probably heard it from us before, but you're going to hear it again. It's a no-brainer. One quick click or call, you're set up, you got the free terminal, you will begin saving money immediately. It's completely seamless, your patients won't know, and you'll be loving every second. So Fat Merchant, it's bit.ly/ FatMad, which is spelled with two T's, FATTMAD. So one more time, no WWWs or HTTPs or URLs or ORGs or BIZs. It's just
no BMFs.
Nothing like that. It's bit.ly/ FATTMAD, or if you prefer telephone, we've got a dedicated line just for dentists, 844-860-9951. So give Fat Merchant a call, 844-860-9951. Start saving money right away.
I thought you were about to give like the time, like 844-1212. That was the old days.
Who remembers that?
The old days. I do.
Call the time, call the weather.
Any other four numbers, 1212. Yeah. Except you couldn't use, there's four numbers you couldn't use, I think, but I can't remember what they were.
0000?
I don't know.
We'll probably never know.
Yeah, maybe not. Things have changed. But, Rich, we just, literally, like the other day, we finished a very successful masterclass.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Thing was unbelievable. Now, we let in like three more people than we like to keep them super small. Yeah. We like to keep them between 10 and 12 people, 10 and 12 docs. This is a day of learning, of, I was going to say fun, because we're all hanging out together, yeah. Rich and me, our coaches, our team. But not only that, we brainstorm, and we figure out how to get your practice to that next level, that level where you've tried, but you just can't get there. And it's a day of helping.
It is a day of exploration. I mean, we learned so much.
Exploration is a good word for it, too.
Camaraderie. A lot of great things go on there.
So we've got another one. We've got another one set up, ready to go. The best way to find our current schedule, because we do roughly one a month or once every couple months, normally in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a beautiful facility, the Meadows Center for Dental Practice Success. Check out our schedule, masterclass.meadows.com. Right on the site. Please, we want to see you at the very next masterclass. No charge. We waive tuition for doctors because we really want to get you in, help you, and it's a great day. So please, masterclass.matto.com.
See you there. How about the call of the week? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Dr. This is Tara. How may I help you?
Hi, Tara. We're new in town. My wife and I just moved here like last month from Florida, and we're going to be looking for a dentist. But in the meantime, before we moved here, we were told that my wife was told she needs some periodontal surgery. Is there a good periodontist you all recommend?
Let me double check the name.
Sure.
At some recent changes, so give me one second.
Oh, no problem. Take your time.
All righty. So we usually refer to Dr.
Dr.
Yep, his name is.
Okay.
And he's in, which is not too far from here. The phone number is.
Okay, and he's good?
Yes, he's really
okay,
good.
Great.
He's the main one that we refer to.
Oh, great. Great. Thank you so much then.
No problem at all.
Appreciate that. Okay, bye.
All right,
bye.
Well, first of all, I want to know what part of Florida you're from with that southern accent. I mean, you didn't sound like you're from Miami or Boca or Orlando, Lauderdale.
Yeah, Boca would be more like, excuse me, we just moved into the town.
So well, why does Boca have a New York accent?
Maybe Panhandle?
Yeah,
maybe?
I was thinking that too. Maybe like the Destin area.
Could be the Destin.
The Redneck area. Riviera.
It could be that area.
Panama City.
I just had a little southern accent. What's wrong with that?
I kind of liked it.
How do you think she did?
Well, okay, I always like to start with the positive, kind of like Dr. Tuis, the instructor in dental school. When he was like in preclinical and he came over to look at your prep on the ivorine tooth, he would always say something nice no matter what.
Rich, you look really good today.
Exactly.
Your prep sucks, but you look great.
Exactly.
You kind of talk like that, didn't you?
Exactly. I'll say she was very friendly. I would even use the word sweet to describe her.
She was sweet. She was
loved her demeanor. Just friendly, welcoming, liked all that.
Yeah.
Now there's a but, right?
Well,
several.
Yeah. On the first level, she totally screwed up the call because here it's
100%.
Husband and wife obviously, admittedly, said we're new in town. He didn't say we're looking for a dentist right now, but he said we're gonna need a dentist. But right before that, my wife has been told she needs some perisurgery. So she takes a possibility of getting two new patients right in to say to give a referral, but they've never seen my wife. They've never seen the woman. They don't know if she needs periosurgery or not. And just referring them over to a doctor, by the way, who happened to retire a year ago.
Perfect. So you know this
guy. I happen to know the person personally, and he retired a year ago.
You know, a better strategy would have been that sounds fantastic. Why don't we make appointments for both of you? Come in as new patients, and then we can examine your wife and recommend the right periodontist for her. Even if she needs a, and she may not even need some.
And also, and add to that, even something like we do a lot of periodontal therapy here in this office. And we have some things that we can sometimes even avoid surgery. Yep.
So many ways to get that person in.
So many.
And even at the very least, even if she did this wrong move of mentioning a periodontist by name, get their contact info. And then, and how about the guy? He doesn't need periosurgery. Let's get him in as a new patient.
So totally screw that up on one level, but there's another level too. I want to point out that, you know, they never really had, most dental offices don't have a team meeting and they say, okay, listen, just in case somebody calls and they say they're new in the area, but they need a referral, here's what you do.
It never happens.
So the point is, we have to all think on our feet. I mean, there are things that are going to come up all day, every day, and you have to make quick decisions and do it the smart way and say, well, here's the best decision for the office, for our office. The best decision for the office is not referring out to some periodontist she's never even met.
It's the best decision for the patient too.
Absolutely.
I mean, they might have – the wife might have seen a dentist in Panama City, Florida. Right. Who refers out scaling and root planing.
Or who said maybe you're going to need perio.
Right, who doesn't have a perio program.
Right, exactly.
Who knows what they are. And so,
exactly right.
So let's get them in as new patients. And if you feel referral is the right way to do it based on your examination. I think it's kind of irresponsible to be throwing out specialist names like that without even –
Totally irresponsible, I agree. And then the patient goes to Kaiser, who, by the way, is retired.
The patient goes to beep.
Right, and then – Kaiser sends a thank you note to the doctor who referred the doctors because I don't even know who this person is. I never referred. Yeah, Madge, what's going on? Tara, what's going on? Why'd you refer? It's a
whole
disaster.
Thing's bad. I hate to say it, but I think it's going to have to be a failure.
F.
Sorry about that. You seemed like a very nice woman. Maybe this will help. That's our, you know, and that's the whole idea behind these secret shopper calls. Yeah, we learn. Yeah, they're fun. Sometimes they're goofy. A lot of times we give people Fs. But it's to help you get better at doing this, and we hope this helped.
I'd love to do another call, similar call. I'm just thinking, I don't know if you agree or not with this, but I'm thinking 90-95%+ of the offices in this country we call with a very similar type question. It might be, I need to see an oral, I need a tooth taken out, something like that. I think they're going to mess it up, which is really
a
shame.
An oral pathologist.
Something like that. Said no one ever.
Right. The fly. Okay. Hey. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you next week. Listening or watching, depending if you're on the audio or the video portion of this. We are the Dental Practice Fixers. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
Dr. David Maddow. We will see you next time.